This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal authorities arrested two men on terror charges for allegedly plotting to bomb or shoot up sites, including the White House and the Trump Tower in New York, in attacks inspired by the Islamic State terror group. Jalen Christopher Molina of Texas and Christopher Sean Matthews of South Carolina are both charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. They were arrested in different states last week. A federal public defender for Molina did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is sending in state troopers and sheriffs to deputies to Portland for the weekend to help local police in the state's largest city to help monitor a protest there. A rally there hosted by the right-wing group Proud Boys is expected to bring several thousand supporters of President Trump to the city. Organizers of the rally described the event as a free speech event to support Mr. Trump and the police, restore law and order, and condemn anti-fascists and what the Proud Boys call domestic terrorism. Right-wing groups have been critical of Mayor Ted Wheeler's failure to stop 4 months of nightly protests in support of Black Lives Matter protests and cutting the police budget. Several events to oppose the Proud Boys and their message are planned. Breonna Taylor's family is demanding that Kentucky authorities release all body camera footage, police files, and the transcripts of the grand jury hearings that led to no charges against police officers who killed the Black woman during a raid in her apartment. That decision has disappointed and angered those who have been calling for justice for Taylor for 6 months. The protesters vowed to stay in the streets until the officers involved are fired. This is VOA News. Federal authorities have arrested two men on terror charges for allegedly plotting to bomb or shoot up the sites, including the White House. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state Friday at the U.S. Capitol, first woman so honored in America, making history again, as she had throughout her extraordinary life. The flag-draped casket of Ginsburg, who died last week at 87 in the Capitol's Grand Statuary Hall, drew members of Congress, military officials, friends and family, some with children in tow, all paying respect to the liberal icon who changed American law. Australia's Victoria State Health Minister has resigned in the fallout from an inquiry into why security guards were used instead of police or the military at quarantine hotels. Lapses in security at the hotels were given as a major reason for a second wave of COVID-19 cases. Victoria reported just one more coronavirus death as Melbourne's new case average continued to fall. The death toll took the state toll to 782, the national figure to 870. South Korea said Saturday it will ask North Korea to further investigate the shooting death of a South Korean official. As public and political outrage over the killing grew, South Korea said it would call for a joint probe into the case with the North if needed. In a rare move Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apologized for the fatal shooting of the South Korean fisheries official, saying it was meant to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The apology came a day after South Korean officials said the North soldiers killed the man, doused his body in fuel, and set it on fire. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in northeastern Ukraine Friday evening, killing at least 22 people on board. The aircraft crashed while trying to land during the training exercises, according to the general staff of the armed forces in a statement, adding that at least two more people were critically injured. Video posted by the deputy interior minister on Facebook showed the plane in flames lying near a road and smoke billowing upwards in a night sky. The Panama Canal Authority said it has won an arbitration ruling for $265 million to be returned to it from the consortium that built the third set of locks for the key transoceanic waterway. The authority cited a decision from a Miami-based arbitration board it said was issued earlier on Friday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.